You are getting close to certain interesting defensive artifacts dating to the Great War. You are advised to take the track to the east to visit it briefly. During the Great War, Conker Montozzo continued to be a building site to all intents and purposes. Many footpaths were made into mule tracks, caves were carved out of the rock to protect guns and soldiers, defensive lines proliferated and new shelters like this were built. We are in the proximity of four positions built to contain four 240mm cannons. These cannons were relatively straightforward guns designed to project shells containing great quantities of explosives along a curved trajectory, which allowed them to overcome obstacles and hit the enemy's defenses from above. These positions were made by placing stones meticulously along the embankment to shore it up. On the rise above these positions, the remains of a curious cross-shaped building are visible. It was used as accommodation for the soldiers responsible for defending the road which descends from Forcellina di Montozzo above it. On the opposite rise to the northeast, there was a further building of which only a few lined up stones remain. It, too, was designed to defend the road. This is how Massimo Bontempelli, war correspondent for the Roman newspaper Il Messaggero, described an artillery duel on 18 August 1915, a hell of smoke, explosions, blasts, clouds frequently broken by blades of flame and rent by cries, strips of wounded earth leaping up to the skies and mixing with men's cries, and above all grenades exploding. Endless grenades raining in and exploding a little everywhere, on the ground, in the air, in the skies. And sky and earth heaped with spasms, infernal noise which deafens and blinds and stuns towns and countryside for many, many miles around.